Welcome in, everyone, to the Fantasy Football Fools Podcast. My name's Jesse. Here's LSA and Brandon. How are you guys doing today?
How are we doing? Day one.
We're back, baby.
I'm ready. We got football on Thursday and Friday and Sunday and Monday. Oh, bring it all on.
It's going to be spectacular. 2024.
Until about week two when we're all doing terrible and we're like, all right, we're over it.
Oh, you gotta love fantasy. Gotta love fantasy. This is our first show, our pre-show. It is week one coming up right here, so we're going to give you as much advice as we can, being the fools that we are. But let's start with some off-season acquisitions and trades. I know it was a long time ago, but what are your thoughts on some of these? We can blow by them pretty quickly, I think. Of course, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, both go to Pittsburgh. Let me hear it. What do you got?
You want me to go
disaster
first?
In Pittsburgh,
go for
man.
It.
Yeah. Not only are they in Pittsburgh, but Arthur Smith, new offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. So just what a triple
buddy.
Threat that is, my boy Arthur. Not a huge move. Russell Wilson named the starter. I think Justin Fields the bigger fantasy upside if he ever gets the chance to go. But neither one a guy that I really want to play on my rosters this year in fantasy.
I think that eventually Justin Fields will get his opportunity because I think Russell Wilson's pretty much done. You know, after this year, he's going to be a backup somewhere, if that. So I think Justin will get his turn at it. I don't know how much better he'll do, but yeah, that whole team is just a disaster altogether. So just stay away.
No more riding. No more let's ride. Kenny
I don't think
Pickett,
he ever did.
On the opposite, Kenny Pickett to Philly. What's he going to do over there? He's going to be a backup.
Backup Jalen Hurts, yeah. Unless he gets hurt on the tush push or something. You know, I don't think we're going to see him this year.
I don't think they're going to need the tush push with who they picked up.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get away from it, which is why they made that move, yeah.
Gardner Minshew, the stash to Vegas, and the starter.
Yeah, I'll defer to the Raider fans here.
Let's just burn down the entire thing, including the new stadium, and then start over. That's where we're at. It's ridiculous, and why even bother with this? I feel like
that's what we do every year. We just start over. So
every year, man, and they're still trying to do it. So I don't know what the answer is there anymore, you know?
I just want to talk about this real quick. Were the Raiders better than the Chargers last year?
Yes.
Were the Raiders better than the Broncos last year?
Yes.
And still, they're projected to be the worst. Every year, they're the worst in the division, even if they are not the worst when they end.
Remember how that whole – well, like, the thing is like, I don't know what it is, but, like, remember a couple of years ago when everybody thought Denver was going to be the Super Bowl winner because of Russell Wilson and their receivers, and now, like, they traded away some of those receivers and definitely Russell Wilson. So it's just like – people like some of the names, and that's, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people aren't looking deep enough into it. I don't know, because you guys were surprised when I talked crap on the Broncos making that call. So I don't know. What do you guys think? You let me know. I don't know.
Look, I think that the Chiefs are going to reign again as usual, and it's going to be another season. So that's kind of how
nothing else matters. Yeah.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. This one's interesting for sure.
Yeah, I like this one. He's coming off a torn Achilles, which will be an interesting thing to see him come back from. But again, he's going to be in a good offense. New head coach in Atlanta, new offensive coordinator. They brought over Zach Robinson to run the offense. He was the former quarterbacks coach for the Rams. So you might kind of see a Rams-style offense in Atlanta. And you hope to see those weapons finally produce, right? They've got the guys. They just haven't had the play calling or the quarterback to kind of make that offense work.
Joe Mixon to Houston. Mixing it up.
Yeah, I like. Oh, go ahead, Delceo.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I like that as a fit for him. Came from Cincinnati, which is a good offense. Going to Houston, which is obviously another good offense. He's not a guy that, you know, puts up monstrous numbers. He's just solid, right? He's going to get 4 or 5 yards a carry. He's going to score probably 8 to 10 touchdowns this year. So it's not going to be pretty, but I think he's going to be a solid option for you as an RB2.
And I mean, just think about it. If Houston is the high-powered offense that they should be, yeah, they're just going to have to run the ball in the third, fourth quarter. So, yeah, I mean, not a bad situation there.
Yeah, and sorry, just to tackle one more thing. I think we'll talk about probably another player that got added to Houston shortly. But, again, they're going to have 3 good receivers. You're not going to be able to stack the box. So I think he's going to be running against a lot of light boxes, which will certainly benefit his yardage totals.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to start off is, like, he went to a team that's built, you know, because he's not, like, the best running back out there. But the team is going to give him plenty of opportunity.
Austin Eckler, is this it for him? over to Washington. I don't know. What do you think about this whole situation?
I personally think it's good for fantasy. For him as a pro, not so good. But for fantasy, it's good because he still catches passes. He's still going to be, you know, running it like out of the back. Obviously, doing all the things he did in San Diego just now somewhere else. He might not be as productive, but like for PPR, like the passes will still be there. I feel like, you know, so I don't think he takes a huge hit.
He's probably not even the starter, right?
No, I think he's number 2.
Brian Robinson. But yeah. I do want to say for the record, I'm glad you already made one mistake calling him San Diego. We're still doing that. So yeah, you dropped a San Diego reference there. So
well, for the
record.
That's where they belong. So yeah, that's what I go by.
True. That's true.
Agreed.
Gus Edwards. We'll just do Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins both to the Chargers here. Dual threat. I don't know. I think this could be a pretty interesting backfield that no one's really looking at.
Yeah, there's a dual threat that never manifested.
Yeah, I think this is interesting. They brought over the offensive coordinator from Baltimore, Greg Roman, so he's kind of bringing his guys with him. Jim Harbaugh's always run the ball a ton. So they're going to run the ball. Whether or not J.K. Dobbins can ever stay healthy, who knows? Gus Edwards come up a pretty decent year in Baltimore last year, I think 13, 14 touchdowns. So they're going to run a lot. They want to play close games. So I think there could be some value in the backfield, just not exactly sure which one that'll be quite yet.
Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. Eliseo, this is like your dream, a Raider in Green Bay running back.
How is that my dream?
Because you love Green Bay running backs and you love
Aaron
Raiders.
Jones. Is
I know. I loved Aaron Jones. I don't love every Green Bay running back, but I do think that he will be successful in Green Bay if that's what you're looking for. I am one of the few people that believe that Green Bay is now doing better without Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't know if that's true what I said, that I'm one of the few people. I think more people are jumping on that train now, but I do think that. Because they finished off the year strong, obviously, last year. And I do think that this is a good spot for them because if Love continues to play well, that's a whole other if also. But if he does, then he'll be put in, another situation where it's going to be good for the runner because of the, you know, adequate offense as a whole.
I just, it's not fair. Man, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and now Jordan Love's looking really good. I mean, they're just – they can pick some quarterbacks, it seems like. We'll see
it
this
year. It
seems
like. Well, again, we'll see. This. It was like the first look kind of a thing, you know, at Love. And he didn't do great at the beginning. He did better. So now we're going to look to see if he makes that, you know, second-year jump. Like I was looking for other people to make last year, which we talked about, and it didn't happen. Jacksonville, or other people, you know, but some QBs, I don't want to name them, but you're looking like, oh, they're going to be better this year. And then they
Jimmy
bomb.
Garoppolo.
Nah, he's not even him, man. Like I was looking at never mind. It's not him. Some of the younger guys that didn't step up.
Derrick Henry, Baltimore, love it. I think he's going to continue to do Derrick Henry things.
I love it too, especially because that's a team that runs a lot, you know, so it's like now it's like you got to take into account that Jackson can run, and now you have him who's going to just stiff arm his way into the end zone. Like it's I think they're going to score a lot of points. I think he's going to do really well this year.
We talked about Gus Edwards scored like 14 touchdowns last year. Now you're going to put Derrick Henry there.
Yeah,
did see a stat last year where I think Tennessee was the 32nd ranked team in like the running back getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, and then Baltimore was number one. So now you're not going to be able to hit that guy in the backfield. He's going to get ahead of steam. Yeah, he's going to do very well there in Baltimore. He just feels like a Baltimore player.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson, New England. I mean, it is what it is. It's okay. We got Ramondre over there. Saquon to Philly. We kind of talked about it. I think the push doesn't need to be there much because Saquon's getting in the end zone. I think
they might do it, but they'll do it with Saquon instead of, you know. But I mean,
he lines up his quarterback. That'd be pretty fun.
I don't think that they'll do that, but they could if they wanted to, you know. But also, it's a different center, so who knows.
Zeke back to Dallas. Draft Ezekiel or don't. I don't know.
I dare you to say Dallas is a top five team this year. I dare you to say
top five's coming up later. We'll get there, okay? We'll get there.
I'm just saying right now, I dare you to say that after the offseason they had.
I mean, Zeke is back. We'll see. Let's move on to some wide receivers. Keenan Allen to Chicago. He's the number one guy over there. Is he the number one guy or number two guy?
They got DJ Moore as the number one guy.
Yeah, DJ Moore, yes. But still, Keenan Allen, I mean, he's getting older, but he can still do some good stuff. I think Chicago is going to be a team to keep your eye on. Who knows what's going to happen over there. Jerry Jeudy to Cleveland. They paid him a lot, too. They paid him a lot.
Like, why? You know? Nah.
That's what I'm
saying. He was supposed to be a big guy in Denver. He's one of those guys, so no thanks.
All right, moving along. Deontay Johnson to Carolina. You could just stop me. Some of these are we don't need to talk about. Stephon Diggs, let's talk about him at Houston. To Houston, that you just talked about earlier. We're going to talk about this guy. They have three great wide receivers, a great running back. I mean, this is a threat of a team.
Yeah, they're one of the teams where I don't know which one it's going to be, but I want to get a piece of it just to try to get some of it. Nico Collins had a monster year last year. Again, a lot of that was when Tank Dell got hurt, so he stepped up. He was the only guy there. He had a monster year. Tank Dell was like C.J. Stroud's favorite receiver. I was listening to some interview this offseason, and they asked like C.J. Stroud, if you could play with any three wide receivers like in the history of the NFL, like who would it be? And he was like, so it was something like Jerry Rice and Randy Moss and Tank Dell was like the third guy he mentioned. It's like, wow, he thinks highly of that guy.
Wow.
And now you throw Stephon Diggs into the mix. And again, we saw a good Stephon Diggs for the first half of last season, and then we saw a terrible Stephon Diggs for the second half. So was that a product of what was happening in Buffalo? Is that a product of him getting old? We'll see. But again, I think they have three good weapons. I just want a little bit of piece of some of that, but I don't know which one and what order those guys will fall.
And it might be different every week, you know. We'll see how it pans out. Darnell Mooney over at Atlanta. Look, they don't have a lot of options over there, so he's the number two guy. And when you have a brand new quarterback, we'll see what happens. Curtis Samuel, Buffalo. Dante Pettis, Chicago. Calvin Ridley went to Tennessee. I think Calvin Ridley's could be pretty good this year. Gabe Davis to Jacksonville. All right.
Quick one I want to touch on is Calvin Ridley. Tennessee's interesting this year. I think they're going to throw the ball a lot more. Their new coach is the former coordinator from Cincinnati, so kind of the Joe Burrow offense is coming there. They have DeAndre Hopkins. He's hurt. He's out for a little while, but they picked him up. They brought over Tyler Boyd. They still have a first-round pick, Tyler Burks. So I think they're an interesting team. I think Calvin Ridley's going to be the number one for a little while, especially while Hopkins is out. So for a team that wants to throw the ball more, I think he could be an intriguing option.
All right, let's move on to some rookies. And again, we can go through these quicker. If you want to talk about them, we can stop. Caleb Williams, we got to talk about him. Obviously, number one overall to Chicago. They traded away because they knew they were going to get him. Look, I watched USC a lot last year, and Caleb Williams, it was really good. But this is the NFL, so we'll see how it transfers over, right? I think what C.J. Stroud did last year, I mean, that could happen again.
Yeah, and I think when you look at number one picks in the history of the NFL, they've never had this much talent around them. So he's got a good running back in DeAndre Swift. He's got good receivers that we talked about, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. They drafted Roma Dunze, who we'll probably talk about in a little bit as well. They got a couple of good tight ends in Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett. So usually number one picks go to awful teams. This is not an awful situation. They have a decent defense also. They're going to be a good team. There's going to be a lot of pressure on him to perform, but again, he's surrounded by really good talent, and I think he has a good year.
I think this was like the first time that I've seen in a while where a bad team picks up a rookie quarterback, and they're actually giving him the help that he's going to need for his rookie year. Because what was the last time with Joe Burrow? They got him hurt, you know? And this time it seems like Chicago's actually making the right moves to have a successful year with a rookie quarterback.
Jaden Daniels went number two overall, quarterback to Washington. I mean, number two overall, what do you think? I don't think it's as good of a situation for him, but I don't know much about Jaden Daniels. Brandon?
Yeah, I like it. He's the Heisman Trophy winner from LSU. He's got an elite rushing upside, so he's going to be a guy that gets you those cheap fantasy points because he can run. And then the new coordinator there is Cliff Kingsbury, you know, former coach in Arizona. Yeah. So he had Kyler Murray, former number one pick, and he had a really good rookie season. So they're kind of a similar player. Daniel's a little, much taller, I will say, but I think Daniel's can be successful in that offense. And I think you're going to see a lot of production on the ground from him. So kind of a safe floor and some pretty elite upside for Jaden Daniels.
And then Drake May, number three overall, three quarterbacks, one, two, three. New England, probably the worst team to go to. I think it's going to be rough for him.
Yeah, they're going to be terrible. Not a great offensive line there. We may see him later in the season, but I think this is a second half guy and not really an impact for fantasy for this season.
And then number 12 overall, Bo Nix to Denver. They got rid of their entire team, basically, and decided to rebuild, even though they're still paying Russell Wilson because he only got $1.2 million for his new team. But it's all right. He's getting paid by Denver. So I wish my job would pay me to not be there.
That's right.
I think, we'll see what happens in Denver. I think they're going to be a much better team than last year, but that's not saying very much. Jonathan Brooks, running back, 46 overall, Carolina. He's going to get a lot of work, right?
He is, yeah. He's going to start the year on the pup list. He's out for the first four games, coming off a torn ACL from college. He went to Texas, and he sat behind Bijan Robinson. So I didn't get a ton of run there, but when he did last year, he was really, really good. Going to be, probably the number one option, you know, obviously in the backfield for Carolina. But, again, not a great offense, but he could be a true workhorse once he gets back after week four.
I'm going to shoot these off. If you want to talk about them, let me know. Trey Benson, 66 overall to Arizona. These are running backs. Blake Corum, 83rd overall to the Rams. And that's really it. Then we get into wide receivers after that.
Yeah, just real quickly on those two. Those are good handcuff guys. Again, Blake Corum behind Kyren Williams in L.A., Trey Benson behind James Conner. So if those top guys go down, those could be some elite upside for those guys. So just someone I would look to handcuff in later rounds if you have the starters ahead of them.
First three picks were quarterbacks. Number four pick was Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, went to Arizona. Got Kyler Murray there, so great things are supposed to happen with him. I have not targeted him in any drafts because he is just going way too high for me as a rookie wide receiver. I don't care how good he is. He's not going to beat his draft position, in my opinion. Malik Nabers, number six overall to the Giants. Any comments there?
Yeah, I think
sucks for him.
Playing with Daniel Jones, obviously, but he may get a ton of targets because he is the only weapon there.
Yeah.
He's ridiculously talented. He and Harrison were much closer, I think, on a lot of teams' draft boards than people think. They're both two of the most elite receiver prospects we've had in several years. So he's really good. He's in a bad situation, but he's the only guy in the situation. So I think he could see some big numbers this year for a team that's going to be terrible throwing the ball a lot in the second half.
Do you think, would you say he's going to over or under 1,000 yards?
I think it's over, and I don't think it's that close. I think he's going to be like 1,400 yards, but like three touchdowns.
I'm with you there. Rome Odunze, we talked about him, number 9 overall to Chicago. Again, they are building that team up.
Is he playing the slot in Chicago?
I don't know what they're going to do. Keenan Allen, I would imagine, probably plays the slot. He did that a lot in L.A. Kind of depends on what, you know, they're coming out in. But, yeah, I would think Rome Odunze probably plays outside. He's big. He's fast. He can do it all. He's probably the most physically gifted receiver on that team. I wouldn't be shocked if he is a guy that kind of breaks out in the second half of the season. He's got a lot of good rapport with Caleb Williams. They worked out a lot in the offseason.
Yeah.
Even before the draft, they were in LA working out together, flew out together to the draft, and happened to go to the same team. So there's definitely some chemistry there with those guys.
Brian, I'm going to list off a couple guys here. Brian Thomas from Jacksonville, wide receiver. These are all wide receivers. Xavier Worthy, Kansas City. Ricky Pearsall, San Francisco. Xavier Legate, is that how you say it? I don't even
Leggett,
know. Leggett, Carolina. Keon Coleman, Buffalo. Ladd McConkey, the Chargers. A lot of wide receivers here. Jalen Polk, Adonai Mitchell, Brock. Oh, we're not there yet. All wide receivers that went in rounds 1 or 2. So quite a few taken. Who do you like best from those I named off?
Yeah, I think I like Xavier Worthy. Just obviously in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes. He's kind of the new Tyreek Hill. I think he ran the fastest 40 in the history of the combine, like a 4.21. So he's going to be their deep threat. And obviously with a guy like Mahomes that can get him the ball, I like the idea there. But again, he's going to be a big play threat, and he's going to be up and down all season. But don't be surprised if he has, you know, multiple 50-plus yard touchdowns this season.
It's basically Tyreek 2.0.
Exactly right.
Is what they're doing over there, I think. And then tight end, I said his first name, Brock Bowers, Las Vegas. They didn't want to pick this guy. It wasn't on their board, but he was there, and he was the best overall, number 13. So, look, I think Brock Bowers is going to have a really good year. I don't think he's going to start very well, but I think as the season goes on, they're going to utilize him more and probably have to, because they're going to have to chuck down the ball to somebody. But he may open up Devontae, or Devontae may open up him, is what I'm hoping there. Ben Sinnott, Washington.
Yeah.
Does anyone care? No. All right.
Not really.
All right. Those were the rookies. Again, rookies tend to break out later on in the season, unless you're taken right off, you know, in round one, the top of round one. But most of them will probably get better as the season goes along. So just keep them in mind, put them on your watch list, and see how they're doing. Let's move into some breakouts. We're each going to list a couple of breakouts. We can talk about them briefly on who we think is going to be better this year, who's going to be better than their draft position, or just break out and be that superstar that we need, that we want. So I will start it off, you know, some of you may say, oh, this guy's already broken out, but I really think this is going to be his best season yet. Kenneth Walker, Seattle running back, I think he's going to do very well. I think he's going to have a ton of touchdowns. It's just, you know, the way Seattle works, I think that they're an interesting team that is just kind of mid-level right there, but I think they're going to be good enough this season to score some touchdowns on the ground.
I had Ken Walker on my list as a breakout. So,
All right.
Yeah, I like him a lot, like you mentioned. I like the offense. They have a new coordinator. He's the former University of Washington offensive coordinator, Ryan Grubb. So, yeah, there's been a lot of good talk about Walker in camp. So, yeah, I like him a lot, and he was on my list.
Perfect.
All right. I have Dalton Kincaid. All of a sudden, he's the number one receiver in Buffalo. They're still going to throw it a bunch. Still have Josh Allen. Still going to be a good offense. Not obviously not as good anymore, because they definitely took some hits. But that puts Dalton Kincaid in a great spot.
No, I like it. I think he's going to be great this year as well. He was I didn't get him in any of my leagues, really, but he was someone that I was okay targeting a little bit later. It's just he went, I think, before I was ready to take him in most leagues. Piggybacking off of that, I have a tight end on my list as well. Trey McBride from Arizona, I think, could be the number one receiver in Arizona this year. I think he's going to get a ton of work, and he's going to have a ton of yards and hopefully a ton of touchdowns, unless I'm playing against him.
Yeah, I agree. McBride and Kincaid are my two favorite targets at tight end. I want to jump on one, and again, this may sound weird because he's probably kind of broken out already. He's elite. He's going very early in drafts, but I think he finishes the number one wide receiver in fantasy this year. I'm going Garrett Wilson. Again, he's being drafted probably 12th overall, right around that 1-2 turn. He's finished with over 1,000 yards the last two seasons with Zach Wilson as his quarterback. He gets a ton of targets. He's the best receiver there by far. They picked up Mike Williams this year. He's going to get hurt. We know that. He always gets hurt. And now he's got the best quarterback he's ever played with, and it's not even close. So even if Rodgers is coming off of the Achilles, he's still 50,000 times better than Zach Wilson was. So I think Garrett Wilson finishes as the number one wide receiver this year.
Have you seen the video of them having a little thing at practice?
Yeah, Rodgers. I love it. That makes me love it even more. The talking ball, you know, let them go at it.
I think Aaron Rodgers was kind of talking crap, like do this, do that, and he was like, you know, I don't know, but it seemed like they were not getting along. And I have my opinions about Rodgers this year, which we can talk about later, but. I don't see eye to eye with you on that one.
Okay. I think he's the new Devontae Adams, right? And they have that connection. He's a young, super athletic freak.
Yeah, and I don't think they have that connection. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's there.
I think he's the new Devontae Adams with the attitude of Antonio Brown. So it's going to be interesting, but I definitely agree with you. It could go very, very well. Or he may just walk off the field. I don't know. We'll see. No, he's good. I like it. I like it. Let's go into yours also. We got yours, right? Did you already get yours?
The second one? Okay. Yep. Another tight end. And this is kind of a Hail Mary because it has not worked out in the past. I have not been a fan of this guy in the past. But this year seems like it could finally possibly happen. I think you guys know where I'm going with this.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And I keep talking to people and hearing about people saying like he's burned me every year, or now he's be like I've seen him every year, and every year he's like high up, you know, like people wanted to take him and this is going to be the year, it never happens. But there were some major changes in Atlanta, and I think that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this year. And if it doesn't happen this year, this can be put to rest forever.
Hey, who took him in our main league? I did. Oh yeah, okay.
Oh, he's a bust. Sorry.
Never mind. If you were on that same train, then it's over.
All right, let's move into some sleepers. We can do one or two each here. Anybody want to start, or you want me to go again?
I'll kick off. All right. Sleeper that I like again. Not a name he's a name that's familiar to people, but I don't think people are thinking about him or talking about him. I think he's had a really big year. Wide receiver in Washington, Terry McLaurin. Always kind of a solid player, but I think he's the number one guy. Again, he's going to have a much better quarterback this year with Jaden Daniels. I think he's in line for a big, big season. He's going, you know, off the board at like wide receiver 30. So I think he finishes potentially in the top 15. I think he has a monster year with Jaden Daniels. Again, he's always been solid. He kind of reminds me of like a DJ Moore or somebody like that who just never really has a good quarterback. So once you get him that good quarterback, I think we're going to see big numbers. So I like Terry McLaurin this year as a sleeper.
All right. Eliseo?
I'm also going to go with a receiver for my first pick. And I think he might have gotten a little hurt at practice. So I don't know where we're at with that. But Joshua Palmer. With the San Diego Chargers. he did really good last year with when injuries came up. And then he got injured also. So that was, you know, kind of bad, but he had a solid year for, not being a nobody, I guess. And now he's got a good chance to be one of the main receivers out in good old L.A. And so I think that he's got a good shot. If he stays healthy, he's got a good shot to do some good things this year.
All right, all right. I'm going to go with a quarterback, and I know sleeper, you say, come on. This guy's not a sleeper, but Jordan Love is definitely drafted like a sleeper. I think he's going to be a top five, if not a top three quarterback this year. And he is not being drafted like that at all. I think that people are sleeping on him, and he is going to do great things out of Green Bay.
Brendan, did you do this on purpose when he said that, or was
No, I was reading a text.
Go ahead.
So yeah,
that's all I got.
No, I'll do one more deeper sleeper. Right,
well, just a touch on Love.
Oh yeah.
Again, this could be the same scenario that we had with Kaepernick back with San Francisco, where he took over the team, played in the Super Bowl. They got rid of Alex Smith. They gave him a huge contract because he was supposed to be so great, and then he got benched. And again, Jordan Love was not good, and then he did great. And so now we got to make sure that he takes that extra step this year. If he doesn't, then he's just move along.
Then send him to Denver.
Or Dallas.
Where quarterbacks go to die, apparently. Yeah. All right, number two.
Sorry, yeah, real quick. One deeper sleeper I like is running back in Buffalo, Ray Davis. So he's a rookie. They have James Cook there as the lead back. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He has a lot of receiving out of the backfield. Their goal line back is usually Josh Allen. And I think that he had 15 or 17 rushing touchdowns last season. I think that they want to give that ball to somebody else a little more this year. So, again, they lost some weapons on the outside. I think they want to run the ball more. They drafted Ray Davis, I think, in the third or fourth round. And I think he's built like a much bigger back than James Cook is. So I think Ray Davis could be a name to watch as we get probably in the middle to the end of the season. I think he might overtake the number one running back job there in Buffalo.
Let's move on to busts.
I didn't even get my second pick, man.
Oh, okay. We can do seconds. I was just moving along the...
Yeah, go ahead,
real quick. Go for it. J.K. Dobbins. He's been hurt, so he never really got his chance. They wanted him to be the number one, and he was just always hurt. And hopefully he's good now. Both backs got traded to the same team, but I still think that he's going to have the edge. I mean, I think that's what they're looking for also. And if he can stay healthy, then I think he's going to be the number one down there. So, or here, wherever that team is. I don't even know.
And mine was Darnell Mooney, Atlanta. I think Atlanta's going to be a better team than people. I mean, maybe not a better team, but they're going to have more yardage, more deep plays. And I think Darnell Mooney is going to have to benefit because there's no one else there except for Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Busts. Let's move over to busts. LSA, you want to start this one out?
I got two pretty big ones here. This is...
So do I. So I wonder if you got anything in the same.
All right. So my first one I'm going to go with, and this is, I mean, he can still do good and still be a bust, you know? Justin Jefferson. So everybody's drafting him as a top five right now, it's still,
pretty big one.
Which is like understandable because it's Justin Jefferson, but who's throwing the ball at him this year?
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. Remember the last time that guy played? He was seeing ghosts. That's going to be a problem. So even if he gets 10 targets, I don't know what kind of quality those are going to be. You know, it's going to be a big problem. I don't think people are thinking about it. And I was just like, that was a red flag for me immediately. And I was like, yeah, even if he comes to me, which he didn't, but even if he did, I was going to skip right over him because look at what happened in Las Vegas, you know, like best receiver in the league. And then was he even a top 10 last year? I don't even know. But anyways, that's my fear for Justin Jefferson this year. So I'm staying away from Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair.
But if you think about it this way, it's like, okay, well, how many points do you expect from him weekly? 20 points, 30 points? Cut that in half. and he's probably still better than a lot of other people.
Yeah, he still might be top 10, but where you draft him, I get it.
Exactly, where you draft him is just...
I have Rashi Rice here from a wide receiver from Kansas City. I think a lot of people are really up on him. And look, I mean, when has a Kansas City receiver finished in the top 10 since Tyreek? Really, you know, I mean, there's really nobody. Pat Mahomes just spreads the ball around too much. And Rashi Rice will have good games. I just don't think he will be consistent. He's not going to end where people are drafting him as high as he is.
All right, I'm going to stay on the receiver train. I'm going Puka Nacua. I think he's being drafted as wide receiver 8 right now. And I don't think he's the best receiver on his team. I think we're seeing Cooper Kupp be healthy this year. Nacua's already been banged up in the preseason. He's going as 8. I think Kupp's going as 20 or 22. I just think those guys are closer together. I think they're 17, 18, each of them. And so for Nacua, as high as he's going, he's not a guy that I want. And for him to produce at that level, he's got to do what he did last year, and that was without a healthy Cooper Kupp. So I don't think he can do it again. So for me, Puka Nacua is a bust.
I agree with you, because I think that if Kupp stays healthy our year, he's still the number one target for Stafford. Stafford loves him, so like he's still going to get – yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. I've been targeting, if anybody, targeting Cooper Kupp, because you can get him later. I think it's a value. All right, number two, LSAO.
Another biggie, even biggier. Here you go, Brandon. Aaron Rodgers.
There it is.
Aaron Rodgers is like going to be a bust. But people have faith, and people are like, oh, I can get him at the end because it doesn't matter. And people expect a lot from him because of Garrett Wilson, because, you know, he's on a better team, even though Jordan Love is showing that he's going the way of Brett Favre. So I don't think we're going to see the Aaron Rodgers that we're used to seeing. I think age is catching up to him, but also that injury is no joke, man. Do you guys all remember, this is not football related, but do you guys remember how Kobe looked after that same injury? It just wasn't the same guy. And Rodgers is a guy that likes to scramble. He likes to extend plays and make stuff happen. I feel like he's going to have a hard time doing that, especially because what does that O-line look again? I'm afraid he's going to get hurt again. You know, it might be something different. Last year, I expected another collarbone because I thought he was going to hit, and it ended up being his ankle. But who knows? I don't think he can be protected still, and I don't think he can move like he used to. I think he's going to show up and be like, oh, crap, I lost a step. You know, and that's all that's a big difference maker when you're playing quarterback. So I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a bust.
All right, real quick, Devon Achane, running back Miami. I got him there. I think people are really, really high on him. I think Mostert is going to be up there again. I think the rookie, what's the rookie they got? They got a new running back as well.
Jalen Wright. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all super, super fast. I think everyone's going to get a piece there, and he's not going to be quite as good as he's being drafted. Brandon?
Yeah, my second one is Travis Kelce. I think he's still being drafted as tight end 1 or 2. And what does he have to play for? The guy's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's dating Taylor Swift. Like, he's thinking about his podcast. Like, there's no reason for him to play in the regular season. All he wants to do is win the Super Bowl. But he can just take the season off and then stay fresh, stay healthy, and try to win, you know, back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls while also, like, maintaining all of his image off the field. So I think there's no reason that he would want to play. And I just don't see him putting up big numbers. And you mentioned earlier, Mahomes spreads the ball around as well. So, They went out and got a couple of receivers this year also. So I just don't see Kelce having a good year. He's being drafted as, you know, tight end 2 right behind Sam LaPorta.
Ooh, Travis, you hear that? If you want a rebuttal, just come on our podcast. You
Swifties,
know?
Come at me. Yeah. Come at me.
There we go. Yeah, they're all coming at you now.
Yeah.
All right, let's
I feel like that's all we had to say to make this podcast popular.
Yeah.
Let's go into our favorite thing every year, top 5 teams, and we're gonna do this quicker than we've done in the past, but we can talk a little bit about it. You guys want to go individual, or you want to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Let's go individual. So let's each say our top or our bottom.
Let's do like Five. Say, let's do like five across the board, four okay, across we'll do the that. Board. Yeah.
All right. All right. So I have at number five, let me make sure this list is correct. I didn't do it backwards. Okay, good. Number five, you know, I talked about him earlier. He had a great year. I think I made him a sleeper, right? Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers are going to take the top five, the five number five spot in the NFL this season. They almost made it last season, and you know, I think that they are only going to get better.
Okay, my number five team, kind of a similar path, similar trajectory, similar young quarterback. I got the Houston Texans at number five. I think they take a big jump this year.
Damn it, Brandon. Why do you always do this to me? Anyways, I got the Texans at number five also.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Yeah, some consensus.
Number four, coming in at number four.
Now I remember how this goes.
is a team that was in the Super Bowl last year. San Francisco 49ers, I think, are not going to quite make it. There's maybe a team that's going to be better than them. Maybe the top three are all AFC. We'll see. But I think they're going to finish at number four.
Okay. Number four for me, the Baltimore Ravens. I got another AFC team there. We got added Derrick Henry. Big year last year. Got Baltimore at number four.
Make it quick. I got the Bengals. They're healthy, except somebody's holding out. But once that's taken care of, they should be all systems go. So I think that the Bengals, they might have been a little higher. Probably not, but they might have been a little higher if Chase was at practice. But they're at number four.
Number three, I think Kelsey's going to do better this year. But they're not going to win the freaking Super Bowl 3 years in a row. At least I hope not. Kansas City, number three. There's one team in the AFC that's going to beat them. We'll talk about them in a moment.
Number three, I also had Kansas City. So, yeah, I also do not believe they're going back to back to back. Number three, Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champion.
I believe they're not going back to back to back so much that they're not even in my top five. They're still going to be good, but when it comes to go time, I think because they're taking the year off, like you said, and all that kind of stuff, I don't think they – I mean, they're obviously going to win the division by like 10 games, but they're not going to – I don't think they're not going to get anywhere near the Super Bowl this year. My number three is the 49ers because they're still hungry, but it's hard to keep up there, you know? So I think they take a step back. Still good, just take a step back. 49ers, number three.
Number two – Detroit Lions, they're going to beat San Francisco, and they're going to win their ticket. Possibly, we'll see what the number one team is to the Super Bowl.
I like it. Number two for me, I've been talking about them a little bit, the New York Jets.
They're number two. I was expecting number one.
I know you were. I got another surprise at number one for you, but I really like this Jets team. Great defense. Great offense if they can stay healthy. And by they, I just mean Aaron Rodgers. I think the Jets have a monster year.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Yeah, number two.
Not the Jets. Number two, I'm surprised that this is happening, but I'm going to agree with Jesse. The Detroit Lions, number two.
And my number one team this year, the Dak. No. No,
that's
no.
What I was doing.
No way.
Houston, the Houston Texans, wow. I think, are going to be in the Super Bowl with the Detroit Lions, and Houston is going to win. CJ Stroud and that team, man, they can get it done. Their defense, a little iffy, but their offense is killer.
Oh, that's me. Sorry, I was waiting for you to give your pick. Okay. So I've gone Houston, Baltimore, KC, and the Jets. So you're probably saying, where is San Francisco? Well, they're not at number one. They're not on this list. This is not the year for the 49ers. Too many weird things are happening. Too many holdouts. Brandon Ayuk was holding out. Trent Williams was holding out. Christian McCaffrey's been hurt. Ricky Pearsall just got shot on the street in San Francisco. Like, this is not their year. But whose year is it? I thought I was going to be out on a ledge, but you guys are right there with me. I got the Detroit Lions.
Oh, okay.
The Detroit Lions over the Jets in the Super Bowl.
I didn't even realize we were making Super Bowl picks either. You guys are already, like, way ahead. That's cool. That's cool. All right.
Well, we had 20 minutes to prepare for the show.
All right. My number one, definitely not the Jets. Obviously, not the Lions because they're my number two. My number one, I think only one of you guys mentioned it earlier, but they're the number one because they've made a lot of improvements, and I think, like, this is their type of Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, like, they're a running team, and they just got one of the most powerful runners. We just talked about it. It's like he's going to get fed at the goal line, and there's nobody's going to be able to stop him because they can't stack the box against them. This is going to be like a really, really good year for the Ravens, and I think they capitalize on it. And they're number one. If I would have to go Super Bowl right now. Ah, crap. Come back to me. But
that's not your Super Bowl, Baltimore, Detroit?
Yeah, wouldn't it be your top two teams? Makes sense.
Let's go with that, yeah. All right. Well, you know, you never know what happens in the playoffs. You know, you could have a number one team, and then they don't make it. But, like, yeah, that's actually not – yeah, Ravens, Lions. Okay. Yeah. Unless
looking there's enough. Looking at these lists, there's, like, nothing we can make fun of. I'm like, oh, these are all good teams.
Well, because he didn't bring up the Cowboys at all.
Yeah, I was hoping
like
that's
at all
something
yet.
To hang our hat on. But nope.
No, it's not quite their year.
Maybe the Jets. I'm the only one with the Jets. So
yeah, that's pretty funnable.
So I just pulled this before the show, and it's from some website. I don't even know what. But they have Dolphins 11-6, Jets 10-7, Bills 9-8. That's going to be an interesting division, you know. And we did a parlay when me and Alce were in Vegas, a couple weeks ago. We did a
surprise parlay
on all the divisions, and so it's that one was tough to pick. So I don't even remember who I picked.
I wanted to leave it out, but it actually added a good chunk of money. So I was like,
yeah,
well, I can't leave
three
it
good
out.
Teams there,
hopefully,
so.
It was the Jets.
It was not the Jets.
Well,
you got
a ticket.
You got Ravens at the top of the AFC North by one game here. Texans top of AFC South by two games. The Chiefs are 12-5, and the Chargers are 10-7. Man,
that's another team that people are giving too many props to.
They
I
do
understand,
every year.
But
every year they
well
love
now
the Chargers.
With the new coach and all that stuff. Like I get yeah. it, but like. Yeah.
I think it's going to make a big difference. Staley, awful coach. Harbaugh might be a top five coach in the NFL. All he does is win wherever he goes. He's
been
there
before, but like
he knows what he's doing.
Well, but he's not going to start off that way. They're not going to have a
– You never know.
Like, yeah. I think the difference in coaching from this year to last year is night and day. Like, I think that really makes a big difference.
It's kind of like when McVay went to L.A. Like,
right.
And it turned it around. Yeah, but did they have a winning season that first year? Was it like
–
They had a winning season,
but – Potentially.
I don't think they made the playoffs, but I think obviously they were what a 2-win team of the year before. So that's going to be a big improvement. I don't see them like making the playoffs.
All right, moving along. NFC East Cowboys are actually favored to win it by one game over the Eagles. NFC North Lions over the Packers. NFC South Falcons over the Bucks. Imagine if the Falcons make it to the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be crazy? NFC West Rams over the Niners. There you have it. Not the Niners year. And that's what it said, at least on one website. Let's go into our games. We're going to do our picks here. We're going to pick five games like we do every year and with a spread. And we're each going to pick who's going to win. We're going to talk about it next week. I'll give you guys the over and under too, just for you listening at home and to kind of see some of these crazy over-unders that we have going on this week.
Real quick, just to fact check ourselves. Sean McVay, first year was 11-5.
Boom,
Second year, 13-3. So
second year was Super Bowl?
Lost in the Super Bowl to the Patriots.
Yeah, second year. But that was a better team than the Chargers have now. I mean, it can't be done. It won't happen this year.
Okay, first game, Baltimore at Kansas City. Kansas City by 2.5 points, over under 46.5. This will be interesting because some of us have Baltimore higher and some of us have Kansas City higher. So who wants to start? You know, I'll start it off here. As much as I like Baltimore, I have an emotional problem with Lamar because he's been on my fantasy team one or two times and not done well for me. But taking that out of it, I think they're going to be a really good team this year. But I think Kansas City is going to come out ready to roll, and they're going to get this win, and they're going to cover the 2.5 points.
I completely disagree with you, and I think the opposite. Exactly what you said, the opposite. Baltimore is going to show up and be ready to go. Kansas City is going to have their Super Bowl hangover. Like, that's going to hit them in the face because they're like, we're good. We're, you know, Kansas City. We're going to take care of business. And I don't think they realize the punch that Baltimore has this year. So I'm going to take Baltimore.
I'm also going to take Baltimore. I think we saw last year where the Chiefs hosted Detroit on the opening night, and Detroit came into KC and beat them. I think Baltimore does that again this year.
All right, next game, Green Bay, not really at Philadelphia. They're in Brazil, but Green Bay, Philadelphia, Philly by 1.5 points, over and under of 48.5. Who wants to start it off?
I'll go. What was the points?
One and a half. One and a half.
All right, give me Philly 1.5. And yeah, Green Bay's on the up and up. They're about to be tested. But the other thing is, like, the traveling to Brazil and, like, all the weird stuff that they're dealing with out there. There's forest fires or what. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on down there and a lot of, like, safety concerns, a lot of stuff. And I feel like Philly is going to be able to handle it as a team a lot better because they're all a little bit older, you know? They're all a little bit more stable than Green Bay, who's like the new kid on the block, especially Love. So I just think as a team, as a whole, based on the circumstances, I'm going to go with Philly.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to take Green Bay. I think you kind of mentioned it. There's a lot of wild cards and X factors and flying down. You don't know what's going to happen. So I'll take the team with the points. So Green Bay plus 1.5.
You know what? I like Philly, but I like Green Bay, and I think Green Bay is going to come in and they're going to stun a lot of people and they're going to win it.
Perfect. I love it when you guys agree with each other.
Houston at Indy. Houston by 2.5, over and under 48.5 as well.
Yeah. So I'll start this one off. I think that this is going to be an interesting game. I think we're going to come out of this CJ Stroud against Anthony Richardson, and somebody's going to be like the early favorite for the MVP or something. I think it's going to be high scoring. We could see them both do really well. But I'm a believer in this Houston team, as we talked about. So give me Houston on the road, minus 2.5.
I'm doing the same. Houston, minus 2.5. I still don't know what to make of Richardson. We'll see. But Houston is definitely on the up and up. And I definitely believe in them also. So give me Houston.
You know who my Super Bowl pick is. I think Indianapolis could come out and actually do some damage here, and they may even win the game, but I'm still going to pick Houston. Rams at Detroit. Detroit by 3. Get this. Over and under 51.5. Woo. I guess I'll start. Look, Rams gonna have a great offense. Detroit gonna have a better offense. I think the 3 is tough. The 3 is tough. I want to take the Rams, but I just can't do it. I got to go with Detroit.
Sadly, I agree with Jesse. These two teams are both going to be great. Detroit probably in the Super Bowl, but I do believe that the Rams will make the playoffs this year. So they're both going to be good. It's going to be a good game, but I'm going to go with Detroit.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Again, I picked Detroit to win the Super Bowl. I think this is a playoff rematch from last year. I don't want another clean sweep, so I'll take the Rams plus 3.
Yeah, good luck.
Very nice. I don't love it, but I got to switch some things up.
Yeah, someone's got to go against the grain, right? All right, last but not least, New York Jets. Woo, woo, woo. At the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco by 4. Only a 43.5 points over under. Eliseo, you want to start this one off?
Well, we know that the Jets proved that they have an elite defense last year, and everybody knows how San Francisco rolls. So the question is all about Aaron Rodgers and the San Francisco defense. And based on my beliefs about Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to have to go with San Francisco because I have zero confidence in the Jets. And I hope they prove me wrong because it'll make for a better season. But I have some serious doubts. So I'm going to stick with San Francisco.
Okay.
Brandon,
Not only do the Jets cover the 4, the Jets win outright. So San Francisco just signed a bunch of their guys. They're not even all practicing yet. So give me the Jets, and I think they win this game.
I'm going to go a little bit different here. I think at the end of the season, the Jets are going to have a better record than the Niners. No, I don't. Did I have the Niners in my top 5? I don't remember. Anyway, the Jets are going to be okay, but I think it's going to be a storyline.
We're in mid-season form already. Like,
I think that...
Good job, guys.
...that you're going to have more Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson kind of conflicting, and this is the whole narrative. You know, there's a narrative every year, and they're going to lose the first game. San Francisco is going to cover, at least. They'll probably lose. The Jets will. The Jets will lose. San Francisco will win, and then it's going to say, oh, they're not going to be good, and then they're going to come back and do well. It's a whole narrative, man. It's Aaron Rodgers. Ayahuasca-ing it up.
So what did you pick for this game?
San Francisco's going to win.
Okay, and they're going to cover.
Trying to make it dramatic, guys. Come on.
Okay.
All right. We are almost at time, but we have one final thing to do. You guys know what it is?
The most important thing.
Definitely the most important thing. You get your balls through the wall, man. Balls through the wall. All right, balls to the wall. This is the segment where we pick one person, one player that is going to go balls to the wall and go crazy and put up ridiculous numbers and probably win you your fantasy week. Who wants to start it off? All right, I will. I got a guy who... I've had on my team before. I'm on my fantasy team before.
Dak Prescott
has not done well for me.
Ezekiel Elliott.
But he's got a new quarterback this year. And he's the number one wide receiver on that team. And although it's not going to be the best team in the world, someone's got to catch the ball and someone's got to score some touchdowns. So we're going to go with Drake London.
Almost had it.
118 yards and 2 touchdowns for week number 1.
Who are they playing?
Pittsburgh.
Yes. There you have it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. All right. Also, one of my guys. I actually don't have him at all in any league this year, which I'm kind of sad about because I think he's going to do really great because of all the changes that happened in his team this offseason. But with that, I will tell you, and you won't be surprised, James Cook. I think he's going to have plenty of lanes down in Arizona to run through. I think it's going to be a high scoring game, and give me James Cook. 2 touchdowns, 120 total yards. Might be more yards, but it's going to be good.
I like that. I'm actually picking a player from that same game, even on that same team. So,
Kincaid.
Now, I like Arizona is like probably my favorite fantasy team this year. I think their offense is really good. I think their defense is really bad. So I think they're going to be in a lot of shootouts all year long. And that's going to be good for their offense. It's going to be good for the teams they're playing against. So I'm with you. I'm taking a guy on the Buffalo Bills. Give me Khalif Shakir, 6 catches, 110 yards, and a touchdown. of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, there you have it. Tune in next week, and we will update and see how those guys did. But you should probably put them in your lineup. Hey, guys, week one, fantasy football, NFL football, all the football, college already started. It's an amazing time. Happy to be back. We'll be here every week. Catch us at the fantasyfootballfools.com or the Fantasy Football Fools, wherever you listen to your podcasts. On YouTube as well. Till next week, guys. That's all I got. Anything? No? All right. Bye-bye.
All I know is you guys still suck.